Okay. All right, welcome everyone to the Borough of Rosemont Council meeting for August 2nd, 2021 at 7.02 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 25th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Asikar?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
I'm here. I don't have video.
Kind of here.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mostly.
And Mr. Trammell?
Here.
And Mayor Mouth?
Here.
Okay. Can you get rid of that this meeting is recorded sign on there? Or am I the only one that has it?
I don't see where it states that. Lou, do you have everyone on your screen or just you?
No, I got it. It's okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to go right to public comment on agenda items only.
So no mayor.
Yeah, I don't know. So I open the floor to the public at 7.04 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak about anything on the agenda?
No.
Is that a no, Mike?
It's a no.
Close the public portion at 7.04 p.m.
Yeah, I have no one else on.
No.
7.04 close.
Okay, we'll come to approval of minutes for the regular meeting minutes of July 6th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Go ahead.
Second?
I'll second it.
And roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, minutes passed. We have no correspondence this week. So we come to ordinances. We have a second reading of Ordinance 2021-03, the calendar year 2021 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank, NJSA 40A, 4-35.14.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second. Second?
First, we have to open it up to public hearing.
Okay, so we open the public hearing at 7.05 p.m. Is there anyone from the public, Mr. Tickman, who would like to comment on that?
No.
Close the public portion at 7.05 p.m. Discussion among council members? Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikor?
Lou? You're on mute.
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you're on board. All right. Ms. Hairstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
For everyone's information, Mike Hamilton is in a very remote part of North Carolina right now, which is why he's having some problems.
Where?
He's in a very remote part of North Carolina, and he's on a farm surrounded by cows.
Things are a little slower down there.
A little.
I'm here.
There you go.
Okay. We just vote. I'm totally lost.
Yeah, now it's 2104.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. So we have the first reading of Ordinance 2021-04, an ordinance setting the salary range and compensation of certain officials, positions, and employees in the borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. And this is because we have to adjust. We have some new employees, and we had to adjust some of the salaries. I'm going to open.
No.
No?
This oh, we is need a first reading.
Yeah, just... sorry, right. I'm mm-hmm. sorry.
So a motion to adopt on first reading.
Yes.
Second.
Okay, discussion. All right, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hurstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Marker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the public hearing for this ordinance will be held on August 16th, 2021, which is our next meeting, at 7 p.m. in the Borough of Roosevelt. We come to resolutions. Resolution 21-97, payment of bills for August
16th. I'd like to make a motion to pay the bills.
Okay, just a correction. It's yeah, August 2nd.
I was going to say it should be August 2nd. Not August. I think our papers say August 4th, but it's August 2nd.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Hello? Discussion? Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hurstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Marker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, 2197 passes. Reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing new.
Okay. Councilmember Esikoff, Administration.
We're still chugging along.
Good. No. Councilmember Hamilton, Finance.
I'm out with the cows in Liberty, North Carolina. End of report.
You're lucky. I'd like to be there. Councilmember Hurstrom, Community Development, Code Enforcement.
Nothing to report.
Yeah, short meeting, I think. Councilmember Mothler, Public Works.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to ruin it here. it's not too bad, though. I guess we've got good news and bad news out on Nurco Road. Joe was able to meet with the guys from the county, and just originally to just see if they could give us a price for cleaning out some of the catch basins if it came to that, and they volunteered to do it for nothing. So they got out there and cleaned that out, dug out the scour hole on the south side a little bit. On the north side, they cleaned out behind the catch basin at the end of the pipe. And then in the storm the other day, we lost a little ground. All the farmers' hay bales washed into our hole, but he got out there and he took them all out and cleaned it back out again. So
that's
about it. What's that? No, the farmer.
Oh, the farmer. Okay.
Yeah, the county guys did it first and the farmer came back and took care of it. So, but we still have a lot to do on the south side. So,
still, that's a some real inroads there, no pun intended.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, that's Connie.
Anything else, Steve?
Really?
No, that's it.
Remember Trammell Utilities?
Nothing from utilities. Everything water's coming in, water's filling out. And the guys, the farmers on the north side of NERCO, were going to pin the bales down the day after they put like 30 bales out. They were going to put a silt fence and nail them down. And then the storm came and washed them all out. They pulled them out, so they're going to continue to replace them and pin them down so they won't wash out the next time we have 3 or 4 inches of rain. So that's about it. They're moving right along. And the county was contracted to clean our catch basins out, and they didn't get the ones on Mirko, so they volunteered to do them as part of that contract. So there was no cost to us.
No, that's good news. Mm-hmm. All right. Unfinished business, or otherwise known as old business. Does anyone have anything that they would like to bring up?
We still have water in the garage. And we're looking into, waterproofing it and maybe putting some concrete around the one side so that the water doesn't get to it.
What was that again, Lou? I couldn't hear that.
Isn't Earl Grondyke about changing the pitch as well?
Yep.
Oh, the garage you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that still needs work.
We're still in the process of lining up contractors, and hopefully we can get this resolved.
Yeah, would be nice. Yeah.
I have a separate issue that it's a new issue, so I don't know if I bring it up now or some other, a different point.
Is it long?
No. I think it's a quick question, probably can't be answered tonight.
Go right ahead, Bob.
Okay. Several people have asked me about how it was possible to separate the apartment from the deli in terms of the legalities of, I know there's something in our laws that whoever rents the apartment has to work in the store, but
well, it could be a relative of the store.
Sure. Does the owner have to request to separate that? Or if someone now takes over the deli as a renter, can they ask to have that separated? Or I know somebody that might want to take that, is looking into taking, of renting it, but if they can rent out the apartment separately, not as a family member, it would help them determine, you know, in their decision.
I can tell you it was denied once before.
Right.
The ordinance states that it must be an employee or a family member.
Why can't we change that? Can't we?
Yeah, that's in the deed itself. It's an addendum to the deed for the deli.
Right, but wasn't that a decision made by the council at the time?
And the planning board.
Right, so
it's part of the planning board resolution. Yeah.
So I have to go to the planning board and ask them, or somebody would have to.
Someone would have to.
Well, I mean, it depends on what is the nature of the restriction. That the deed restriction.
Yeah, there's an apartment on top of the deli.
Sounds like a condition of approval. So like the deli, it's approved for the deli use, and right. Then they are allowed to have the mixed use because it's attendant to the other. So that would mean that the person who owns the property or the interested, someone with an interest in the property could be a lessee or an occupant, would have to apply to the land use board to remove that condition.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's our law. We're not allowed to restrict, you know, the occupancy of dwelling to family members, but that wouldn't surprise me if it's a mixed use in that district that's a non-conforming use, and that's one of the conditions of the non-conforming use is that the occupancy of the apartment be related to the underlying permitted use in that commercial zone. So that would mean that the person with an interest who would want to do that would have to apply to the land use boards to lift that restriction.
Because I think it would be
the planning board, the land use board.
I'm sorry, what's that, Jeff?
Yeah, that's the
that would be the.
Well, if it's a matter of use, it sounds like it might be a zoning issue. I don't know. Are they unified here, or do you have two different boards?
Yeah, it's a combined board.
Okay, so same place then. Just the governing body members likely wouldn't be involved because that sounds like a use issue. Sounds like a zoning issue.
So where would I send somebody if I?
The first place they would go is they would apply to Jeremy. So they would go to Jeremy and they'd discuss the situation, the conditions, and he'd give them the appropriate form to fill out. perhaps a zoning permit so that he can give them back a denial within 10 days and then they can appeal it to the board and then the board can change it or not. Okay. This all assumes it's a condition of approval. The nature of what you're describing sounds like a condition of approval. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like a deed restriction or a law.
I think it would rent faster. And people have said that they would be more. Well,
I'm sure it would certainly open up the market for renters.
We'd love
to be
being rented.
Well, Bob, but wouldn't, or Greg, I would think that Mr. Gane, who owns the deli, would have the final say on whether he would even approve of that.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, the owner is obviously would be owner, landlord. You know, I'm sure that, I don't know what protections we have here, but I'm sure if a tenant comes, you have to have a sign off of the fee simple owner or something like that. But,
that's the problem because the realtor is telling the person that I know that's interested that they can't rent, you know, has to be a relative. So that's why I'm wondering what the first step to get the realtor to say the law has been changed. So the owner, you're telling me the owners have to go first.
I was going to say the owner.
An interested party. So if that renter entered into a lease that was contingent upon them getting the approval to use the property that we wanted. So like, for example, let's say the person wanted to open a hatchet throwing business. I'm just making that up, right? And that use isn't allowed there. Same difference. We'll sign this lease, but it's contingent upon me getting approval from the land use board to use it in that way. Okay. You know, people do that all the time.
Okay.
But I would think the first step would actually be to speak to Mr. Gane before they even go through all the trouble of going before the planning board to see if he's agreeable to that.
Well, but if they're working through, that would be the realtor, because nobody's talking to him direct. They're all working through a realtor. So yep.
The realtor knows that they can't be separated at this time.
At this time, right. But that's what I mean.
I think to separate it would really be the onus of the owner of the deli, not a potential. That's just how I see it.
Well, that's up to the private parties. There's places where the owner goes and gets the CO and is the landlord and does the build out and gets all the approvals. And there's other ones where the tenant's responsible for all that. I mean, that's between them.
Okay.
We, you know, Jeremy reacts when he gets an application to change it or doesn't, you know, at the end of the day.
So the potential person that wants to rent it should talk to Jeremy and the realtor, I guess, say, I'm willing to rent this if I can get that stipulation that I can rent it to anybody.
That's up to them. That's fair. It's up to him to negotiate with the realtor, the listing agent.
Okay.
And then the planning.
And then the planning board, and then does the council come in after the planning board?
Yeah.
No, not if it's approved. Okay. Not unless someone appeals. I mean, they're unlikely to appeal to the governing body anyway.
Just in general, as the council, I think it would be okay, but do we think that would be a problem that other people in town would object or?
Well, the good news is it doesn't really matter if you guys think it's a problem or not.
This is exactly
why the zoning board doesn't allow elected officials. This is the separation, right? So you have seven volunteers of the town who are residents who are going to decide whether that's a good thing for the town or not. The people who are involved in politics or elections are not. And they're excluded from that discussion as to use variances. That's because, for very good reason, we don't want politics injected into what's good or not good for the town. Not that this town is particularly political. But every town can be, and so that's why it's not going to be up to us, essentially. Right. It's going to be the land use board.
Okay.
I know it's been denied in the past, Bob, but, you know, it's a new planning board, new year.
Okay.
That's a good example of why you guys have the best of intentions occupancy in the town, but, you know, let's say someone made, political contributions, that happens in cities all the time. So that's why it's separated that way, so that citizen volunteers make that decision.
Right. Okay. That's all I had.
Thanks, Bob. Any other old business? Any new business?
We've had some requests through the Environmental Commission about that we need a town leaf pickup. And the Environmental Commission was interested in what the council's opinion was on that, whether or not we could actually schedule one once a year, that kind of thing. So I'd like to open that up for a quick discussion just to get a feel for what the council feels.
You mean like bags of leaves at the curb or piles of leaves at the curb?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, essentially, yeah.
What would that cost? Who would pay for that? What would that
do? I think Anna was looking into that. I'm not sure she came up with any numbers yet, but we could talk about that after we get a price on it.
We asked Hightstown if they would help us out, and they said they couldn't.
They couldn't?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I heard the last I heard, because they have enough of their own to do.
All right.
Call, ask them again. They may have a different.
Well, we can have more discussion of it, and Anna can see if there's other venues for that.
I personally think that's a great idea, because we're told not to throw leaves into the into the woods. Most of the people are throwing their stuff into the woods because there's nowhere for it to go. And certainly we have most of us have a lot of leaves. So, you know, this would be good for the environment.
You know what, we had a question.
What?
I think as far back as 04, what do you do with the leaves?
I mulch mine.
What do you do with the leaves? There's some people that...
Mulches.
They what?
Yeah, I mulch my leaves with my lawnmower.
Okay.
But if you have a mulching lawnmower, you can do it.
Right, but some people don't.
Yeah.
So, you know. And if you have a lot of
We don't have to make a decision on this tonight, but it's something that I think the Environmental Commission would like to see us discuss and come up with an opinion on it. I imagine we wouldn't have a leaf pickup until late fall.
That's when they
The leaves are off the trees, so.
Yeah.
Mike, did you say it would be done by volunteers or we would pay to have it done?
I imagine pay to have it done. I don't think we would have volunteers.
Yeah, right. So, all right,
generally what happens is you rake your leaves to the curb, and then they come and pick, they suction it in. They vacuum it up into a box.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can look.
Could that be part of shared services with the county?
The county said no.
Oh.
Last time we asked them, they said no. But you have to understand, the people have to understand that they have to bring the leaves to the curb. We're not going to do that for them.
Right.
Yeah, well, some towns, they have those brown bags, people put them in, and some towns get it sucked up into a truck.
Whatever it is, however they do it.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the main thing would be what cost.
Anna's looking into that.
Yeah.
So we'll have more discussions on it in the future, but I wanted to bring it up and have it carry over to the next meetings. And if Anna comes up with pricing on it and the availability of somebody who can do the pickup, then we could discuss it further. Another thing that came up on the Environmental Commission was a suggestion for an adopt a storm drain kind of thing where residents can adopt a storm drain near their house and periodically just rake it clean if they know a storm is coming, that kind of thing. That's an idea.
Paint it on it?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe get their names on it, you know?
Okay, any other new business? All right, I wanted to bring up something. I don't know if some of you remember that a few summers ago, we just had one meeting a month for the summer months, for July and August, just to give us a break in the nice weather. But we weren't able to do that the last summer and this summer because of the budget being introduced and adopted. But I was wondering how everyone felt. Kathleen and I spoke to George Lang earlier, so he doesn't foresee any problem. I just have to double check with Anna. How would everyone feel if we just cancel this September Our first meeting of September, which is Tuesday the 7th, the day after Labor Day. It doesn't seem that there's anything on the agenda that's imperative.
George, also Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, right, Monday. Yeah,
so I might have it on Wednesday.
I have it on Wednesday on my calendar.
Right.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
So how about how does everyone feel if we cancel the meeting of September 8th?
Let's do it.
Good.
All right.
Double holiday, so. Is everyone okay with that?
I'm going to miss everybody.
I will miss you, Lou.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
So the consensus is to cancel the September 8th meeting?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to open public comment for any item at 7:28. The only computer in the world that is slow. I don't even understand how that's possible.
No, I don't
I'm sitting here. Anyway, 7:28, I'm opening the floor to public comment. Mike?
Okay, just commenting a little bit about that question that Bob Atwood raised about the deli. Just the background of it, that it's in a commercial zone, and the only reason that the apartment was allowed at the time was because the Rossis were there, wanted to have one of the sons living there. They felt it was better security for the store and whatever. And then it was allowed, but that's why it was written in such a way that there would have to be somebody who worked in the store who would be the person. I just want to say that, of course, given that it's in a zoning ordinance, if the council decided that it didn't want to do that, the ordinance could be changed. But, you know, in terms of what could be done, that would always be an option.
Well, there also, I know at the time, subsequent to that, when it came up about renting just the apartment, the feeling was that if the landlord, because the store had been empty for quite a few years, the feeling was that if the landlord was getting rent, so he was having some financial benefit to renting out the apartment, it would give him less of an incentive to rent out the store. And, you know, we've gone over this so many times. There's nothing that we can do about the store being empty. There's absolutely nothing. And it's, you know, it's sort of an eyesore and an embarrassment. And so I know the last time this came up before the planning board felt, as I just said, that it would be less of an incentive to rent out the deli if he was receiving rent from the apartment upstairs.
Right. I wasn't saying it should be done. I was just pointing out
that
was always the alternative that could be done. Okay. Thank you.
And there is wording in the deed proper also. I'll find that and give it to Anna this week.
Okay. Does anyone else have any new business? Oh my God, we're going to adjourn at 7:30, I think.
All right.
So we don't need an executive session tonight.
Wait, we haven't closed time-wise, and I don't see anyone else. So we're closing at,
7:30.
Okay. I had new business real quick.
Oh God, Greg.
I sent maps regarding the Aston Pink Park Green Acres encroachment down to Kathleen. And she has them for you. So then you pick them up and we'll have a discussion about them soon.
I have mine in front of me. They're very large maps.
I had a feeling if anyone had it, it'd be you, Joe. But I don't think everyone has it.
I get, but
I have mine.
Lou has his. Steve has his. I have mine. Okay. Anything else?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Can I just say one thing before we do that? There's just us council people, Mayor and Mike Tipton, on the line now.
Yes,
I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm recording it, so I'm not sure what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I just want to invite everybody to my after the end of the summer party on 9/11 this year, about 5 or 6 in the afternoon, in the backyard on Pine Drive. So, Greg, that includes you, Mayor Malkin. I think I've spoken just about everyone else, so just want to make sure everyone knows. Okay?
What time did
What's
you
the start? Address? Because I missed it last year.
Yeah, 72 Pine Drive, about 5 or 6 in the evening. That's when we stay here. Yeah.
You just make a right on Pine Drive and go until you fall off the earth.
Yeah, look for the
No,
cars.
That's my place. That's where you fall off.
That's my place. Great. Okay.
No, that's
All right, I'm in.
Announced.
You got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd be worried for a second.
So we had a motion from Mike Hamilton. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Great.
All right. All in favor?
Before you all say all in favor, our next meeting is August 16th. Okay, all okay.
And that's the budget hearing, too.
Right.
It's the budget hearing, so that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So come back from the cows.
I will.
And Kathleen, that includes you, too.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Joe.
No problem. Barry will be here.
When do you estimate tax bills might be out?
I'm still waiting to get the official notice from Sam.
Yeah, well, we have to do the budget first. The budget has to be approved first.
He hasn't given
it. It's like we're later than last year.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have no info on that yet.
No, you wouldn't. I'm just asking Mike if he had any thoughts.
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, well, we're adjourned, so nice week, everyone. 2 weeks.
Okay. Take care, everyone.
Take care. Thank you.